much better performance, much more tempo. We tried to pass the ball. We had a lot more structure to our play. So yeah, it's encouraging. Disappointed that we didn't get a goal. That was all it was missing really from the performance. But yeah, much improved from in the week. So we got plenty of positives to take into the break.
Yeah, because on Tuesday it didn't really look like scoring in the second, particularly in the second half today. You were the only team that really looked like scoring.
Yeah, we had a lot more zest about us today. We knew we had to up the tempo. We're at our best when we play at a high tempo. I don't think we're the type of team where we can play a slow tempo. And sort of quite marauding, and we're not a sort of a set piece team. We're all action, high tempo. We try and play football. So I think we were back to that today, and it looked a lot better.
Yeah, because I think people could have understood if you were a bit cautious today, given some of the recent results, and obviously you were up against a very good side.
Yeah, I mean we're trying to keep the goals against Colum, to a minimum. The staff talk about zeros and ones, if you can zero and one, you've always got a chance of getting something from the game, winning the game. So we try and work off that basis. We have to tighten up a little bit. A lot of goals do come from giving the ball away and in the back third of the pitch, and then quick counter attack. So we're trying to minimise that. So we're starting our passing a little bit higher up the pitch. But we still have to pass. We have to take some element of risk in order to really produce, the sort of performances that are going to win us games.
Yes, but 2 weeks now to ponder that. The last run of games since the last international break has been difficult. This is a more positive finish.
Yeah, it's a more positive finish. It's generally that after the break, it seems to be the most difficult. Obviously, having a break. We generally go into the break on a bit of a run. We did last time, and then the break sort of upset things a little bit. But I think we recuperate. I think there's a few lads need a little bit of rest, so we can recuperate, nurse any niggly injuries and whatnot, and we're looking forward to coming back after the break.
As a defender, Scott, how pleased were you with the clean sheet?
Yeah, really pleased. Obviously, first and foremost, as a back four and a goalkeeper, we always want to keep a clean sheet. We did have a spell at one time when we were sort of record holders at this club at some point for clean sheets. So we do enjoy, keeping a clean sheet as best we can. We know if we keep a clean sheet, we have a massive chance of winning the game. We're not a team that tried to just outscore people. We do want to keep it tight at the back and give ourselves a good platform to build from. So I think, keeping a clean sheet will definitely give us some confidence at the back, definitely.
That platform for the rest of the team's fine. Only one to win.
Yeah, that's it. It's, we want to win games. That's the main factor. We know we need to score goals. We know we need to produce some spells of magic up front, but yeah, like you say, keeping that base, that platform, it also breeds confidence. It's hard to have this type of confidence that we need in order to pass and play and take a few risks with our passing if the confidence is not high. So clean sheets to go a long way in supporting that.
Finally for me, was it difficult changing keepers as well? Does that make a difference?
Not particularly, no. We've got two very, very good keepers. Obviously, Carl's been fantastic, since I've been here. He's been one of the best keepers in the division. It's no different really. There's arguable no weaker goalkeeper at the club at the moment. So it was got a very good reception. It was no problem at all with the change, and it was sort of business as usual really for him. I think he did well when he came on.